What did the English think of Baba during, like, say, 47, when the... How did the hierarchy of the English people that were running things, what did they think of Baba?
Okay, I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you, yeah, about that. Took him to be... How do you do, Mr. Mayor Baba? Shake hands. I'll tell you, there's a nice story about that. But what happens is, with this little story, how did he come to feel convinced who Mayor Baba is, as the avatar, as the one who has come down again, once again in our midst. So what had happened is that after all this has happened, and Baba has returned, and Baba went out in fiery free life, and then the mass darshan programs, at a certain place there in his hometown, he used to play as a kid there and all that. And once he had a real vision of having seen Ram, means his deity Ram, avatar Ram, and Baba is at the place, at the spot where he would be playing as a kid in his not only hometown but at his home. So there Baba is sitting there on a big compound there, and Baba is sitting on a stone there, and some messages being read out and all this. And to his, they are all standing. You won't believe, we were so frightened. All are there, they're standing, you see. Some are seated, some are standing, hearing Baba, what Baba is saying, dictating on the board and all that. Because Baba left the use of board, that is the board that he used, again, alphabet board. There, near the flowers.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
A, B, C, D. Yeah. So he was using that. So he's giving his message, and whatever the talks would be there. Very humorous, very telling. So all of a sudden, in the midst of that dead silence, where Baba, where people were very attentive to what he's saying, we hear a great thud. And what happened? This huge tree seemed to have been felled by some invisible hand. Pukar. Have you ever seen a person fall like this? Is he standing like that? Fall like that. Straight. God, and we were so frightened that he must be dead by now. Right on the forehead, you see. And then he was had to be lifted by 6-7 people, you see, and taken and carried away, and then people threw water, and then the uproar and all this. Whatever happened, when he got back, he says, what happened, Pukar? What happened to you all of a sudden? He says, he is that. And then he told us how he saw his childhood, what he had seen in his childhood. He saw him veritably as Ram. The same Ram had come there. So that's what he was. So that's how then he got convinced of that. Now about you, Ken, how did...
Pukar?
Yeah, that's Pukar's.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Huh?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Pukar. How he came to know about Baba.
No, I knew all the other part, but I didn't hear about that.
No, but that's what I asked Julie as to how did he get convinced as to who he is. He got convinced about him being a commander and giving orders and being obeyed and all that. But what about this? So this is what happened.
And you know, when Pukar was in Puerto Rico, we told that story, but he said that when Baba came to this town, I think
his town.
There were some people that were trembling with emotion. And they were trembling with emotion like that. And Pukar said that how these people really lost Baba. I mean, people would be falling down with emotion, trembling and falling down. And he said, I wish I could fall down also. For this <job." laughs> And then afterwards this happened,
yeah.
He remembered something he saw when he was old. He saw him as a child.
Yeah, but now he's a man, you see. Yeah. He's a commander and all that sort of thing. So
and
that's
when he saw Baba,
it reminded him of the vision that he had seen as Ram sitting there. At that same spot. Yeah. That he had seen.
Right.
As a child while playing. Yeah.